It's just referred to as Project Gnome. Even Commission Chairman Ronald Hawkins doesn't know the company's identity.
I prefer not to know the details about the project other than that there will be jobs, there will be good jobs, and that we are trying to reduce that unemployment rate.
We know a bit more than that. It's a Kentucky company, and it's agreeing to create 94 jobs at an average salary of $21,000 in return for state and local incentives. That salary is around half the county's median household income, and some objected to the low wages in return for public assistance. But Hawkins and the commission voted to approve the incentives.
We're coming from a pretty much a textile county that lost probably 4,000 jobs since 2000. So any job that we can get, I'm very much happy they're looking at us.
The county, in return, is offering to rebate the company 60% of its property tax for the next 5 years, provided the company creates those jobs and invests about $5 million. The state will offer additional incentives to Project Gnome. Still, it might be a little concerning to taxpayers that they're investing in a company and they don't know what that company does, right? Interim County Manager David Deere is under the impression that the county can't release that information until the state works out the rest of the package.
There's some SEC regulations, and so there's also some state regulations that don't allow the name of a competitive project to be released until the state incentives have been finalized and approved.
We do know one more thing. The original Project Gnome was a U.S. nuclear test in the 1960s, and Deere says this company isn't remotely related. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.